Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McKusick, and it's time for our first matchup show of the season. We're going to look at the offense versus the Kansas City Chiefs, and two things each of us would like to see in terms of this ball game. And joining me, of course, is co-host Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing? Been a long off season.
Yeah, ready to go on Thursday night. Glad to be here, Ken. It's been a long, how many months has it been? 9 months since the AFC Championship loss. And I'm ready to see some football, real Ravens football.
All right, me too. All right, so why don't you start us off? Give us the first thing you want to see out of the Ravens offense as they match up versus the Chiefs.
Yeah, so the first thing I want to see is how Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely are deployed within the offense, mainly if it's going to be a run or pass look, who's in the game more often. Obviously, they have Kohler as a blocking option, but to really be able to key in on that is going to show us who they trust in what situation. And also to see how much 12 personnel they run and to see the combinations they put out as well.
So it's certainly a big thing in this game is how do they get Andrews and Likely on the field together. And maybe it's more important for the Chiefs in some way. I look back at that AFC Championship loss, and they lost that game in large part because the Chiefs put it in the hands of their cornerbacks, their three top cornerbacks, and the Ravens couldn't really beat them. force them to pay for that. And one way you force them to pay is with size. So if you put Likely and Andrews on the field together, you have a couple guys who are significantly bigger and more difficult for corners to cover in particular. They have other options. They can put a safety on them. They can put a linebacker on them, whatever. But the more you do that, it takes away some other things a team can do, like run blitzes. Now, the flip side of that coin is if you have Andrews and Likely in the game, you probably do not have Patrick Ricard in the game.
Exactly. And I think now that you just mentioned that, back to the AFC Championship game, putting it on the cornerbacks was almost like what Pittsburgh did in the 08 championship game. And they forced us to throw the ball with Flacco, and we couldn't do it, obviously, in that year. And then the same thing in this season or last season. They forced us to beat their corners, and we couldn't do it. And I think now this year with a healthy Andrews, and I don't know if he's going to be 100% because he's been a little nicked up, but if he's able to be at least 95% of himself, it gives us a better chance to penetrate that Chiefs defense.
Okay. Well, let's see if that one comes up. I'll come up with my first one, which I think is adjacent to this. I think they need to establish the run, of course. And no one's going to question establishing the run. They need to see if they can do it. They need to see if they can get level two opportunities for Derrick Henry. But I want to be careful about this because the Chiefs can overcommit to the run, to stopping the run, in a way that the Ravens must pass. And that was a lot of what happened in the AFC Championship game. Everybody's pissed off about the total number of runs, and this is not reasonable. And, you know, you got to run the ball more than six times and blah, 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 blah. All that's true in terms of that particular game. They should have probably had a few more plays that they could have stuck with the run more. But they also, the Chiefs definitely played heavy box after heavy box. They put the game in the hands of their corners, and they won the game that way. So, you know, what it really comes down to is stay with the run as long as the Chiefs don't overcommit to the run. And I think, you know, they have a good chance with the personnel they have to create those good level two first contact opportunities for Henry.
Yes. And to your point about what happened in the AFC Championship game, not being able to beat the corners was very impactful, but the flow of the game forced us not to run the ball because we got down so quick. And I agree with you on that, not really being like, we should have run. Yes, there should have been instances, but to say go all the way through on running the ball that day, I don't think would have been the answer. But to your point, in this game, I want to see if the offensive line can be powerful at the point of attack, especially a guy like Chris Jones, and to see if he's able to not wreck the game and make the other guys have to contribute in the pass rush or even in the run defense category.
They certainly have the size inside now this year, particularly if Falele is the starting right guard, as we all expect. If Voorhees is the starting left guard, they certainly have some run blocking size to deal with. I got to tell you, Voorhees, when he's on the field next to Cleveland and Fa'alele, looks very, very small. Wow. And he's 6'5", 315. He's not a small guy by any means. He's kind of a slender build for a lineman. And when you put him next to those other two monstrosities, and you really see a difference in size that's very significant. But anyway, I presume we're not going to see Ben Cleveland at center in this game. If we do, I think the Ravens, it'll be more imperative that they really take advantage of their size advantage if they have Cleveland in there at center. But if they do see Linderbaum back in at center, as I think I expect, since he's back at practice, only one absence, by the way, from practice today was Adisa Isaac. And this is, we're recording this on Sunday. That is a very good sign for this team. I mean, bad that Adisa Isaac is out, but good that that the team is basically healthy entering week one.
Yep. And I think if Linderbaum can play, that bodes well for the offensive line, because we're going to need all the help we have up front, especially if we're going to contain the Chiefs' first wave of attack up front to give Lamar an opportunity to hit those play action fakes or those quick read throws, and just give him the time to at least get the offense going earlier in the season, because we did have a struggle against Houston getting hot, but the next week we came out even hotter. But let's get the ball rolling early on this offense, especially in year two.
Yeah, it is. I think punishing run blitzing is something they've really got to be able to do. They've got to be able to, when linebackers are committed to the line of scrimmage immediately, you really need to punish that with a pass. It's when linebackers are waiting to see what to do, you need to punish them with play action, or you need to effectively run the ball from the mesh. But if you show that look, you should be able to manipulate that linebacker and cause him to take extra read steps and derive an advantage in both the run and pass games from that. I actually don't think that Spagnuolo is going to let the Ravens dictate the game in that manner. I think he'll adapt to create a game plan or a change in game plan necessary on the fly. Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That will force the Ravens into doing what he thinks he can defend better.
Yes, and Steve Spagnuolo proved to do that in the AFC Championship game. Great defensive coordinator, one of the more underrated coordinators in the league. I think he's going to force the Ravens to throw, I don't see us winning the game by running the ball with Derrick Henry 20, 30 times. And on a side note about Derrick, I don't imagine us using him in heavy volume in the beginning of the year. I think everyone's excited to see Derrick Henry, but I think as the year progresses, we'll start to see more and more of him. But in the beginning, I think they're going to definitely limit how many touches he gets.
Well, if he got 13, 14 touches in this game, which I think everybody would be really upset for after they after they just got Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Even if he rushes for 85 yards in 13 or 14 touches and the yards per carry look great, it will still be a pretty substantial total workload for the year. We'd still be talking about a 250 to 260 carry pace for the entire season. I don't really believe they're going to try for more than that. He's very important to the Ravens as a pass blocker.
Yes.
So it's one of the things we'll hopefully see. Your second point was what on the offensive side?
Just making sure the interior offensive line can handle Chris Jones. If they're able to have a plan for him, kind of like how they did Aaron Donald last year. Aaron Donald didn't have one sack. He had a lot of pressures, though. We're not going to toss that to the side. Lamar had to do some Houdini work back there. But if they're able to give Lamar some time and make the other guys impact the game, I think that gives us a good chance up front.
All right. I think that one of the key things is they can't let the Chiefs start to win the four-man pass rush game. If they do that, it is one of the ways that Spagnuolo can say, okay, well, we could try and we'll rush and just rush with four, and we'll see if you could beat that with seven drop into coverage. And Ravens need to be careful about that one as well. That's an area they can't lose. There's always multiple ways in which you can't lose. The Ravens will continue to probe and find ways that they can beat the Chiefs defense. I hope that they'll have answers and adaptations of their own. But Jones worries the hell out of me too. I'm hoping that Derrick Henry, some chip blocks are something that will slow down Jones a little bit. I want to see some pass plays with a lower time to throw when they're run blitzing. So you're forced to, they're forcing you into a quick throwing offense. I want to see passes that are more on schedule are called. So that can mean a play action throw to a tight end, but basically I want it to mean take advantage of Bateman's route running, his ability to break and find him open more in this game. I think it might be more important than just about at any time this year.
Yes, and that goes back to my point of us starting hot. I think Lamar being able to hit those curls within the zones between the linebackers, that's what's going to get this offense going. Because if he's not on time on those and he's pumping and hesitating and trying to scramble and make a new play, that's where we're losing in the AFC Championship game.
Okay. All right. Now, I know you wanted to talk about the tight ends, right?
I thought I did.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So, in terms of seeing 12 on the field, in terms of seeing both Andrews and likely a lot in this game, and I've kind of been through the mental gymnastics on this, and I have trouble seeing how the total of the four heavies in the Ravens lineup with Ricard and Kohler and Andrews and likely are going to come anywhere near what each of them would like individually in terms of total snap count. That I just don't think there's that much of an opportunity to play 12 down after down. I think you end up going back to 11 on third down primarily. You pick a pass catching tight end, but in order to stretch the field, in order to force broader, wider defense, you really need three wide receivers in the game as well. And I really have trouble seeing how they're going to get those guys on the field enough. If they can find some way in this game to get two on the field a third of the time, I think that would be a big win towards going towards a very heavy tight end offense for the year.
Yes, and I think likely is very close to that wide receiver line because he blocks, but he's not a blocking tight end in line almost. So if we're able to use him in that capacity, it just – because Monken wants to live in 13 personnel. If you ask him, I think he would just stay in 13 personnel. I don't think that's his philosophy, especially when he's in a groove. I think he's running these bigger and heavier packages just to stay MO with the Ravens mantra. And I think if you're able to get Likely in that 13 role, and then Andrews obviously is the one, it just makes it even more easier for us to deploy everyone, and everyone gets the snaps they need.
Oh, the Chiefs are definitely a team that would have a little bit of trouble with much heavier packages, but it's also something where Monken came to the Ravens as a guy who was an 11, you know, he did have some 12 personnel Georgia he had run, but the notion was he was going to improve the passing game. Generally, that means more 11. And last year, it meant a ton more 11, less use of a fullback, more of Ricard in line when he was
I said 13 personnel, didn't I? Sorry.
You meant 12.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But they, as the season went on, I mean, we saw early in the season when Andrews was healthy, that Likely had a very hard time even getting on the field, getting any targets at all. And then, of course, Likely became a superstar in the second half of the year with Andrews out. And now he's faced with that dilemma with both of them back of trying to see how he can get both them playing time. That really has not occurred yet, by the way. That AFC Championship game, yeah, Andrews was back for that game, but he played, you know, 15 snaps or something. It wasn't anything meaningful. He's never really been pushed up against the wall in terms of having to get both those guys on the field at one time yet.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the main things I'm looking at, the offensive line and the tight end deployment.
All right. Outstanding. If you'll look for this tomorrow, we'll have a matchup show for the defense. Frazier, tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at @X/Twitter at @F_Rave8. That's @F_RAVE8.
All right. Other folks out there, if you want to be on a film study short, hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter. I'm always hearing from new ideas from new people. Sometimes even if you don't want to do the show yourself, but you'd like to hear a show on a particular topic, I can find a guest for that. But love to hear from you on that. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.